Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Tuesday, because we'll tell you next on the Real Nyg Radio. Cloudy tonight with a 50% chance of rain, possibly heavy at times. Overnight low temperatures in the lower 40s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with more rain possible. And on Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and more rain. The overnight lows then in the mid-30s. Topping Tuesday's local news, another case of gunfire in the city last night. This time about 3:15 in the morning on Tuesday. It took place in the area of the 2200 block of 24th Street between Grand and Independence. When police arrived, no one was found shot at the scene, but authorities tell us that one person arrived at the medical center about the same time by private vehicle with a reported gunshot to his foot. No details from police on how or where that happened. However, it's believed the incident did occur on 22nd Street. Police canvassed the area of that reported shooting and found several shell casings on the ground, with crime scene detectives collecting them as evidence. At airtime, a condition on the person at the hospital was not immediately available. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th at Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Now, in case you're not feeling well and don't feel like going out into the rain in the next couple of days to pick up your prescription, if you call Wellness Park and Community Medical at 260-1918, they will deliver your prescriptions right to your door. And they do it free of charge. Get details by giving them a call and asking about their service that's tailored to your needs. Because at Wellness Park and Community Medical, you're a valued customer. But you can't appreciate the service until you experience it. So stop out and see them. Wellness Park and Community Medical of Niagara Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. In Lockport overnight, a fire in a home on Pound Street was reported. A number of firefighters reported to the scene. That alarm came in just before midnight on Monday. And on arrival, Lockport firefighters reported flames observed in the front of the house and in the living room area. They were able to bring that blaze under control within about 20 minutes and said that the fire was contained to the living room area and that it appeared to be accidental in cause. One occupant of the house suffered burns to her feet and was reportedly having trouble breathing and was transported to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. There was no one else reported living in the structure except for two cats, and firemen said they located one but couldn't find the other cat. Firefighters from Lockport were assisted at the scene by volunteers from South Lockport, Cambria, also with assistance from a crew from the Niagara Falls Air Base. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Be a good idea to put that number in your cell phone, because when you need Chris Moore, when your appliances are not working and you want them fixed right, that's the number you need. But don't write the number down and stick it to your refrigerator or cupboard and hope that note is still there when you need it, because you don't know when you will. But if you put it in your cell phone, you'll have it. 523-5911. And why do you want Chris Moore's number? Because he's the number one appliance repairman on the Niagara Frontier. And he'll come to your home and fix your appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Great deal for a great repairman with 45 years experience. Honest, reliable, and reasonable, it's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Yesterday we told you about concerns regarding brush fires, with a number of them reported in the area. Another one reported overnight. This one, a brush fire, reported in the swamp area behind the Lewiston No. 2 Fire Hall on Saunders Settlement Road. And authorities are once again warning about the dangers of brush fires, with dry grass and leaves now becoming exposed due to the change in the weather. No injuries reported in connection with yesterday's brush fire, but officials told us they will be monitoring the area due to large power lines that go through the vicinity. And once again, a reminder that there is an open burn ban in New York State, with violators facing fines of up to $500 for the first offense. And you can get details on that burn ban if you check our local news reports from yesterday on our station or on our website on Facebook. There we explain what you can and what you are not allowed to burn this summer to avoid any fines. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include an accident this morning on the Wilson, Burt, and Beebe roads where the vehicle collided with a deer. Wilson and South Wilson volunteers on that scene reporting possible injuries. Last night, a vehicle slammed into a tree on the Ridge Road in Heartland. Heartland volunteers to that scene. On the Kinney Road at Westerman Road, a car into a guardrail yesterday with unknown injuries reported there. Rapids volunteers assisting at that scene. A two-vehicle collision reported around 5 yesterday on the Beatty Road at Collins Drive with unknown injuries. South Lockport volunteers assisted at that scene. And around 3:15 on Monday, a vehicle school bus collision on Saunders Settlement Road at the Lockport Bypass was reported. Several first responders to that scene. However, there were no immediate reports as to whether or not children were on the bus involved and if there were any injuries at that collision. And about 7:15 on Monday night, another brush fire reported. This one called in as a brush fire out of control on Sherwood Court. Firefighters from Lewiston No. 1 quickly took care of that blaze. And from the DA's office yesterday, two major sentences in Niagara County Court were announced that we told you about first yesterday here on Niagara Radio, with two Niagara Falls residents sentenced to long prison terms. In one case, 30-year-old Celeste Bomberry was given 20 years behind bars for stabbing her mother to death in their home in Niagara Falls. And 29-year-old Janet George of Niagara Falls was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for shooting a man in public back in March of 2024 on a Niagara Falls street. Details to both cases can be heard by visiting our archived reports by clicking the local news tab on our main website, or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, whether it's large or small. And if you see news, we want to know, so call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, while it's still nasty outside and before the golf course is open, you can still practice your game at the Links of Niagara. For a virtual look and to book your next tee time, check out the links at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or on Facebook when you enter niagaradio.net in their search bar. And remember, our news is unbiased, it's fair, and it's free. And right here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.